The second one focuses on essentially the screening interval, noting that, as was pointed out by Professor Chatto, that in fact most countries actually go for a two-year interval. The UK has chosen a three-yearly interval, and just emphasizing the fact that 3 years really is the maximum, really acceptable interval, and that that every effort needs to be taken to make sure that that doesn't drift, so that you don't get an invitation at 3 years, but the screening doesn't take place till 3.5 or 4 years. That we really do have to maintain a very strict three-yearly interval, because already interval cancers are rising in that third year. My own views on this, which I think probably I'd like to see some more data, and one of the things that we, I think, need to be doing is, again, looking nationally at the interval cancer rates much more carefully, is that with the moving down of the goalposts as to begin to start earlier, there is increasing evidence that the screening interval, very much like in cervix cancer, might need to be age-dependent, and that for the younger women, shorter intervals are more appropriate for the older intervals. So, again, this is my own personal view, but I think we might want to begin to look at maybe two-yearly intervals from age in the late 40s to the early 50s, and then by the time you get to be 55, I think there is increasing evidence that three-yearly interval might be appropriate. But again, the cancer reform strategy does emphasize the need to not let things drift beyond 3 years at this stage.